Divine Voices with Queen Diva. Here's Mark Nelson on Life After As Yet and Playing the Game.
So after the breakup, you went back to doing background vocals and writing, songwriting again?
No, actually, to be very specific about it, we were trying to fire our manager. Manager manipulated the other four guys.
Oh.
I wasn't manipulated. So what she wanted to do was sabotage me and replace me with someone else, which didn't work. So she made it possible for the guys to kick me out of the group by threatening that they would be, that the group would be dropped from the record label, which was far from the truth. They believed it because of their own personal vendetta towards me. They kicked me out of the group. In doing so, Columbia Records saw an opportunity to pick me up. And I became a solo artist for Sony.
Okay, because I was trying to see, how was that segue for you to leave one label, you know, situation?
Yeah, well, when they kicked me out of the group, Kenny pulled me to the side and said, "Listen, don't worry about it." And he said, "You know, I'll make sure you're okay." So he asked, he put me in the lineup to feature on the MTV Unplugged, Babyface Unplugged.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah, and I was very grateful for that. And while we were together, Kenny's manager, Vinny Medina, asked to manage me. So while we were in New York recording the MTV Unplugged, he walked me right into Columbia Records, and we closed a massive deal. And then I went and did Chocolate Moon.
Wow. So, okay, so you did Chocolate Moon and released that album, and that was the song 15 Minutes Went Gold.
Uh-huh.
And it was number 3 on the Billboard. Yay!
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and then what happened?
She's so funny. Okay, well, what happened with record labels, I guess you'd say at the tail end of that, and I like to interject that, when I did the Chocolate Moon record, I was signed on the same label with Destiny's Child, with Alicia Keys, Kenny Lattimore, Maxwell, and so on. And we're talking about Wyclef, Fugees, 50 Cent, everybody.
Wow.
Cent was on this label at the time. Now, I used to see all of them in the hallways, and I went on tour with TLC, on the fan mail tour. So I opened up with Destiny's Child and TLC, which was their last tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wound up doing the duet. A duet with Beyonce for the Best Man soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And a record label looks at their grid, and they take a look at the 40 acts that they have. But Destiny's Child was huge.
Yeah.
Okay? Alicia Keys wasn't doing anything. So to give you an answer, a record label, and specifically Sony, is known for this. They clean house like every 2 years. And that doesn't just mean artists. They clean house executives as well.
Yes.
So when they dropped me, they dropped Alicia Keys. She went over to J Records, and you saw what happened.
Yes.
Okay. They dropped Kenny Lattimore. He went to Arista. They let me go. And they let a whole host of executives go. And I have to point out specifically in the black department.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Wow.
They don't see that your record is moving with the momentum that they feel is necessary for it to move, then they're going to quickly let the situation go. I had only gotten one single out of that whole project. And it's funny because it's amazing how much money they will they will kick out only to, you know, let a project go.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is good stuff, Mark. I'm telling you. Because, you know, people need to know this, especially those that's trying to get in and get signed to these majors, and they don't understand it's better to have your own independent label and get a distributor so you get the money and be creative, you know, in your music, than be trying to get down with somebody who's big who can kick you to the curb at any moment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's very true. I will not dismiss or discount majors, though. I would have to say, you know, you just have to kind of have the right set up. Because, you know, who's mad at Beyonce right now? And she is signed to a major. You know, so it really all depends. You know, in this game, dealing with the majors, it's really almost like gambling. Because you just don't know. You can never really tell, and you have to come into the door the correct way. And that correct way is a very strategically thought out way, and it has to come from an enormous power hit. You know, so I'm not ruling them out, but at the same time, you know, it is a wonderful thing to do it independently if you can.
Well, it sounds to me, if you ain't ready to play with the big dogs, then you can't play at all. Basically,
you're not ready for big dogs, Kim.
No, you can't play it all.
You know,
not with them.
Huh?
Not with them, because see, if you don't have your full dream team together, you don't have your game plan together, you don't have your uniform ready to play, you're not going to be able to play. You're not going to be able to play. And if you do this for 15 minutes,
you're not going to be able to play. Here's how they do it: you either win or you lose. But independently, you're always winning.
That's it.
You're always winning. Because you own it, and every little thing, as we call it, little thing, everything counts. In the majors, it's win or lose, you know. So you're either selling millions, or you're not selling anything to them, even though you may have gone gold.
Mm.
See? Yes. You know, going gold, you do the math, that's a heck of a lot of money.
It is.
Independently. But, you know, $7 to $10, $15 million is absolutely nothing to them.